This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. President Draupadi Murmu has said artificial intelligence has become a priority area for the entire world and asserted the emerging technology will open up vast opportunities for youths in various sectors. Speaking at the convocation ceremony of the National Institute of Technology, Raipur in Chhattisgarh yesterday, President Murmu said developing low-cost solutions to local problems should be the priority of management, faculty and students of all higher educational institutions. On the second and final day of her visit today, President Murmu addressed the convocation of the Indian Institute of Technology, Bhilai. The President is also scheduled to grace the convocation of the Pandit Deendayal Upadhyay Memorial Health Sciences and Ayush University in Nava Raipur. India and Germany have expressed their deepest concern over the war raging in Ukraine, including its terrible and tragic humanitarian consequences. In the joint statement, following the seventh India-Germany intergovernmental consultations in New Delhi yesterday, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz reiterated the need for a comprehensive, just and lasting peace in line with international law. They emphasized that the use or threat of use of nuclear weapons in the conflict is unacceptable. They stressed the significance of adhering to international law as enshrined in the UN Charter. The two leaders also strongly condemned terrorism and violent extremism in all forms. India and Germany stressed the importance of the Indo-Pacific for prosperity and security, as well as for addressing global challenges. With a view to deepening cooperation in the Indo-Pacific, Germany will permanently deploy a liaison officer in the Information Fusion Center, Indian Ocean region at Gurugram to monitor the marine traffic in the Indian Ocean region. Chief Justice of India, Dr. Justice D.Y. Chandrachud, has called for greater participation of women in the workplace, including the judiciary. In an exclusive interview with Akashvani News, he noted that greater female representation highlights the experiences of women enriching decision-making with diverse perspectives. The Chief Justice highlighted that in the open recruitment examinations for the district judiciary across the country, over 50% of the recruits are women. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 115th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and News on AIR mobile app. ISRO Chairman Dr. S. Somnath will deliver the Sardar Patel Memorial Lecture 2024 at Akashvani's Rang Bhavan in New Delhi this afternoon. He will speak on Indian Space Odyssey in Search of New Frontiers. The lecture is organized by Prasar Bharati in memory of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel. In view of the upcoming festivals including Diwali and Chhath Puja, Northern Railway is operating 195 additional trips of special trains from today till the 7th of next month for the convenience of passengers. These trains will primarily depart for the eastern regions of the country from New Delhi and Anand Vihar railway stations in the national capital. Talking to Akashvani News, Northern Railway General Manager Ashok Kumar Verma noted that all special trains heading east from New Delhi railway station will operate from platform number 16. The Intermeteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall over isolated parts of Gangetic West Bengal and Odisha due to the influence of cyclonic storm Dana. The IMD also predicted heavy rainfall for Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Kerala and Mahe. The Weather Department stated the cyclonic storm Dana over the north coastal region of Odisha is moving nearly westward across the northern part of the state and is expected to gradually weaken into a depression today. In cricket, New Zealand, after scoring 255 runs in the second innings against India, set a target of 359 runs on day three of the second test match in Pune. Chasing the target at Maharashtra Cricket Association Stadium, India were 81 for one wicket in their second innings before the lunch break. In the first innings, the Kiwis hit 259 runs, while in response, India were bowled out for 156 runs. New Zealand have a 1-0 lead in the three-match series after winning the first test at Bengaluru by 8 wickets. And with that, we end this news bulletin.